listeners, today I am joined by our new curriculum leader for mathematics, Mrs. Trish Greenland. Welcome.
Hello, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm well. So, obviously, we've had some changes in our mathematics department for 2023, and we welcome yourself as curriculum leader and Miss Amy Gilbert as the assistant curriculum leader to mathematics. What's your vision for mathematics for 2023 and beyond?
Well, firstly, thank you for welcoming me. I'm really excited to be at Loretto. I have a really great vision for the mathematics department at Loretto because maths isn't just within the four walls of a classroom. Mm-hmm. It's what we do within that classroom. It's what we do with the minds that are within our classroom. And I'm excited to build that culture within the Loretto maths community. I have a great team of teachers, mm-hmm. a lot of brand new teachers as well, who are really on board with this idea of maths being the creative thinking space. Mm. So maths no longer is just a let's see and let's do. Mm-hmm. I want to create a space where maths now, we value the thinking behind why we do that mm-hmm. step. It appears in a solution, but mm-hmm. what is the thinking behind that step? Because that's where the richness and the beauty of maths comes.
Right, the beauty of maths. Tell me more. You may need to convert me.
Yes, yeah, I know. When beauty and maths get put together, there's always a few eyebrows raised. But that's what our teachers are going to impart, is to mm-hmm. see the beauty in maths. A lot of people see maths as a very boring step-by-step procedural operation mm-hmm. that only has one solution. And definitely one part of maths is that. Mm-hmm. But the maths in the real world, when we actually apply the maths in the real world, it's the understanding behind why those steps occur. Mm-hmm. So a Loretto girl's maths journey from year 7 to 12 is building thought patterns, building a maths learning disposition alongside that skill to then, when their brains are well enough developed, to be able to put into place mm-hmm. the understanding of the world around them using mathematics. Mm.
So have you always wanted to be a maths teacher, Trish?
Funny you should ask that. No. if you asked year 10 me, mm-hmm. I did not want anything to do with maths. Mm-hmm. If you asked the year 12 Trish, nothing to do with maths. Mm-hmm. I was very good at maths. My mum was a maths university lecturer, so you can imagine our household discussions. Even in my early 20s, I was not interested in teaching. Mm-hmm. And I just sort of fell into teaching, I like to say. Mm-hmm. And it was a 5-year career for me, which is now 20 years down mm-hmm. the track and loving every minute of it.
That's wonderful. It is so lovely to hear any teacher talk about the passion that they have for your subject. You are certainly with like-minded people here at Loretto in the mathematics department. We wish you all the best for 2023 and thanks for coming along for a chat.
Thanks, Lisa.